Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Pfizer's second quarter 2015-16 financial results analyst teleconference. We have with us today Mr. S. Sridhar, Executive Director, and Mr. Ravi Prakash, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participants are in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on the telephone. At this time, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Daryl. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second quarter results. As you know, Jasta Vakawala, the previous country manager, has moved on from Pfizer. So as a result, Ravi and I will share this call together. By now, you have seen the published results. Our revenue for the quarter two has relatively soft, around 6% growth. While our top 10 products have grown around 10-odd%, it's the smaller brands in the middle segment have actually grown a little softer. And secondly, we have had a very strong comparative quarter, the same period last year, by about 30-odd crores, which also impacts the growth for the quarter. Despite the lower revenue growth, we have had a very favorable material cost and better price realization. As a result, it helped us to improve our margin significantly. Profit before tax, before exceptional items, have grown at 26%. This includes a VAT accrual, which Ravi will take you through, over 9.3 crores. Without this accrual, PBT, before exceptional, would have grown by 38%. At this juncture, as we get into the middle, I want to re-emphasize what are strategic imperatives. We have two views coming in. One, we look at it from market participation. Second, we look at our go-to-market strategy. Into the market participation, we continue to be focused on select TAs, about 5 to 6 in number. That's our core strength. In this TAs, our strategy is to continue building on our existing brands, launch line extensions of our key successful brands, and also look at in-licensing portfolio options, and also look at portfolio from a global pipeline. In terms of route to market, we have a very robust process of targeting, which results in very productive customers. We keep evaluating this target every quarter to make changes to our call patterns. We do keep expanding our calls list very judiciously. Our current field force size is at optimum level, however, with a scope for a few additions in a select team. Both our strategies will be executed, are now being executed, with a lot of emphasis on efficiency. We believe that this emphasis has given us a very highly productive and optimized field force. This combined with selective pricing strategy is giving us a very strong P&L leverage. I'll make a few comments on the industry and other developments impacting our industry, after which I'll give it to Ravi for his comments on financial results. In terms of IMS results for September, the market is growing at around 13.9%, fairly healthy growth. The industry is currently around 97,661 crores as of September MAT. The Indian companies continue to register growth about 14.5, and the MNCs around 12-odd%, and Pfizer Limited is reportedly growing at 13% by IMS. Most of the TAs are growing at 10% plus. Pfizer, in terms of anti-infective and vaccines, have significantly overtaken the market growth. The factor which has been significant in the industry is the new introductions growth. This is what is driving the significant part of 13.9% growth. As I said earlier, our selective launches of line extensions and some in-licensing over the next 12 months will enable us to participate in this new introduction segment very effectively. If you look at other developments, the NLEM price revision is underway. We still don't have a very clear-cut fix of when it will get tabled, but what we have been given to understand is committee is nearly ready with its finalization. We are closely monitoring the situation. Some of you have seen a few months back, we announced a sale or transfer of our business of Thane plant on a slump sale basis for a consideration of 178 crores, which will be paid in installments. We have received advance as of now, and there are a lot of conditions precedent to be completed before the transaction is completed. As and when the conditions are completed, we will account for the same in the P&L at appropriate time. We informed you last quarter about some challenges in the Goa plant. Happy to state that completely resolved, we are back on track there. During the current quarter, we also surrendered the unexpired lease of our rights in Express Stars. Ravi, as part of his financial coverage, will take you more about it. So Ravi, back to you to cover about the financial results.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome once again to Pfizer's second quarter unaudited results call. Before I go into the details of the P&L, I'd like to start by making a couple of overall comments about our financial results. If you look at the kind of the face of the numbers, you'll see that we've